Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Kuf Vav. We're holding on the bottom of Kuf Hey Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is asking a kasha. On whom is he asking? A kasha on Rav Sheshes. What did Rav Sheshes say? So if you go back to approximately 10-12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, it said, Omar Rav Sheshes HaKoifer Bipi Kodoin Nase Olav Gazlan V'chayi B'Onsen. The person who's Koifer Bipi Kodoin, he denies that this object is a Bikodin from the Mafkid. He says, it belongs to me. He's Koifer Bipi Kodoin. However, it's not talking about a shvua, because a koifer b'kodem et ashvua and a hoidah, that's what it says in the Torah, that you have to bring an asham gezeilah, is keren v'choy mishan and osham. We're not talking about that case. We're talking about shaloi nishba. There was no shvua. He was originally, for instance, a shomer chinam. As a shomer chinam, he would be chayiv only b'pshia. However, by the fact that now he denies that he is a shomer, he says, I'm not a shomer, this belongs to me. He now gets escalated, upgraded, elevated, because he's a gazlan, and now he's chayim b'onsim. That was the halacha of Rav Shesh. So the kfira alone by Pikodin makes him into a gazlan. Shok yes the Gemara. Even without a shvur. It's Mosiv Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks the kasha. We have a mission that says, Shkenegdoi choshra l'shvur keitzad. What is all of this about? In the Torah it says that the only time a person makes a shavua is to be a nishba v'einoi mishalim. For instance, in the case of the Shomer Chinam, we go and accuse him of not taking care of this pikodin properly. All he has to do, nikra balabayis olalakim, he goes to the Bezdin and he makes a shavua, shavua is Hashem tia ben shneim, if he can go and make a proper shavua, he wasn't poisheya, etc., etc. Anyway, we don't have to go into alehil chishvus. The point is, what's the din? He's a nishba v'ena mishalim. He makes a shvua, and then he's off the hook. Fine. However, mid rabbanon, there are some that are nishba v'noitel. What means a nishba v'noitel? You can go make a shvua and then take money from the other side. Suktim sech the shvuas. What's the reason for nishba v'noitel? It's talking about shekenegdoi choshed al shvua. For instance, in this case of the Shomer, he's supposed to make a Shavuos HaShomrim. Shlo Sholach Bayad. He wasn't Poisheya. However, what happens if he is a Ganef Tzia Gazlan? He has a criminal record. He's a certified Ganef Gazlan. Why did the Mafkid give the Pikodin to him? I don't know. Should have done a title search on this individual before, a Google search. Anyway, he didn't know that he was a Ganef Gazlan. Or maybe became a Ganef Gazlan subsequently. Makes no difference. But the point is, if he's a no good Nick, we don't trust him to go and make a shvuah, and if we take a shvuah away from him, and we put it on the other side, and then the mafkid in this case would be able to make a shvuah, and he could be a nishba v'noiter. Anyway, that's the principle midrabanan nishba v'noiter. Shait yet in the Mishnah in Masechta Shvuos, the shekenei doy choshel shvuah keitzad. Give me an example: someone who's choshel shvuah. Echad shvuah se'edus, the echad shvuah sampikodin, dafel shvuah shav. The three examples that Mishnah talks about is someone who has previously sworn falsely. So I see that by him, a shvua is limala v'leimayi. He doesn't care about the sanctity and the elevated status of a shvua. For instance, by shvua se'edis, he made a shvua that he doesn't know edis for Yankel, when really he did know edis. Shvua sapikadoin, previously he said that this is not a pikadoin, or I wasn't shalech bayad, or it wasn't Pesheya, whatever, and it turns out that what he said was not true. Or if it's Shvila Shav, Shvua Shav points out Rashi, the reason why the Mishnah says Vafilu Shvua Shav is to go and tell you, even if it has nothing to do with Kfiras Mamoin. So what was the Shvua Shav? That he was Nishba, for instance, that this table is made out of gold, out of silver, when it's only made out of wood. This chair is made out of copper, when it's only made out of...
It's not
Shvua Shav. Why is it not a Shvua Shav?
Shvua Shekel. It's swearing on something that is not true.
What you're saying is the Rashi Tak and Chumash distinguishes between Shvua Shav and Shvua Shekel. Normally Shvua Shav is understood as being broad Shvua, that it's for naught. Who cares? It's made out of wood, it's made out of gold, it's made out of silver.
He swears on gold, that is gold, that's a Shvua Shav.
What you're saying is correct. But that's only if you're making a distinction between Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker. And Rashi Takan Chumash says that. However, if you're talking generically, Shavuos Shav just means that it's a Shavuos for naught, that there is no financial ramifications involved. Yes, a person, some in the Velterani, makes Narish a Shavuos for no purpose. But you're right, where the Torah says a difference between Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker, the Rashi Taka says, what's the difference between Shav and Sheker? Sheker would stack a lie, this is made out of wood, and he says it's made out of gold. Well, Shavuos Shav, he says gold and gold, wood and wood. You're 100% right. But the point is, it has no financial ramifications. Good. That's what it said in Masechet Shavuos. Freit Yetzimar, Nim Isa, according to Rav Sheshes, since every Shavuos HaPikodin starts off with, before he made the Shavuos, he was Koifer. And that's enough to establish him as a Gazlon. The Freit Yetzimar, Nim Isa, Bekfiruhud Ifsaleh. Why do I have to come on to, in case number two, the Shavuos HaPikodin, even before he made the Shavuos HaPikodin, he was just Koifer b'pikadon. He already became a gazlan. A gazlan is, of course, one of those categories of people that are not qualified to go and say Eidus, because he's a gazlan, he's a psuli Eidus. So if you say, we don't have to come on because he is a choshera shmur, the reason why, and that shmur is a pikadon, the reason why he cannot go minishma, because he's a gazlan, if a gazlan, a sheik, it's a nobody, he's a gazlan. Kfir the ifsalei.
I'm just going to change the timeline here. In Besdin, the person was a kosher before, and now he's saying, I don't have it. I wasn't negligent. If it's not my possession, I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
or he says it belongs to me.
Okay, so that moment he's kofar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, what are we talking about the shul? Before Aiden comes, and so as far as we know, he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He has it, okay? Mm-hmm. So now the timing is, so Aiden comes.
And he doesn't make a shul. Does not make a shul.
Doesn't make a shul, okay. So that moment, now Aiden comes and say he's a liar.
And, right. And now he's been proved a liar.
Okay. So that moment then, with
now Aiden, he comes a Gazlan, and he's now Chai Bonson. Okay, no problem. So for Aiden, we have to come to a shul. I feel on a shul, because if so, Evdimor Amri, Hocham Ayeskin, going to Koi be Agam. To love Kfirahu, Sava Ishta Mitna Lei, Adazilna Umay Sina Lei. What the Gemara is saying is, we are now making a slight modification to Rav Sheshes, and we're saying not every Koifer Bepikodin is a Gazlan. The only Koifer Bepikodin is if the Bepikodin is Biyodoi. The Edom are saying, what do you mean he says that this Pikodin was stolen, it was lost, it was destroyed in a fire? We were there Friday night for the Suda, and we saw it there in his beautiful vitrine. We saw that the Pikodin is there. So therefore what he's saying is not true. Ah, that type of Kfira, he's a Gazlan. However, which type of Kfira is he not a Gazlan? When the object is not Tachas Yodoi, but it happens to be L'moshel in an Agam. In other words, talking L'moshel Agabe B'haima. The B'haima is not in his Chotzer, it's a mile away, 2 miles away. He eventually intends giving it back, but he's a shtickle batlin, he's a little bit lazy, he doesn't have the time now. Eventually give it back. So, when he's koifer, he doesn't really need to be koifer to deny it entirely. He's going to go and give it back. The reason for his kfir is, the sober ashtemit nalei, I'm going to delay him somewhat, adazilna umaysinalei, until I bring it back another day, another 2 days, a week. I'll give it back. But in the meantime, don't bother me, I don't know what you're talking about. You're picotting the rump, blah, blah, blah. He tries to go and push him off.
He's milking the cow in the meantime.
He's milking the cow in the meantime, in the agam. Okay, but the point is, in such a case, see Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom. Koi ba'agam, v'chi omer avsheshe, going the Amri Sahadi, v'chi kofale biyode noketle. He has it in his hands. The heicha the ikka lemeime, the ishtemute ichavim, if you can go and touch up what he said, he's just trying to delay, it's a delaying tactic, but he's certainly going to go and give it back. In that case, even if Sheshes would agree, he does not become a Gazlan until after a Shavuot. So therefore we have now modified of Sheshes' halacha, we've limited it in scope. When does of Sheshes say, Nasal of Gazlan, the Chai Bionzin, only in a case where it's Biyodai. However, if it happens to be Ba'agam, he does not become a Gazlan until after a Shavuot. Zokti Gemara, Teida, I'll bring you a Raya, the Yom Ravida Baravim. Hakoyfe b'milva, koshali edis. The Bikodoin basali edis. Person who denies that somebody else gave him a loan, He said, nah, he's not nevertheless kosherly Eidus. Even though subsequently Eidim come and say that Havada, you owe the money. And subsequently Taka pays. Kosherly Eidus. The Bikodin, if he denies a Bikodin, then he's Postal Eidus. And Rashi said the Bikodin that we're talking about was Tachas Yodoy. So now the question is, why is there a difference between Koifer Mamilv and a Koifer Bikodin? Because in both cases he's been Koifer in real money that he's saying, I don't owe you this Halva. Or I don't owe you this because it. So the answer is because the milva, he's not really denying it, he's just trying to delay. As we know, even in modern life, a person goes and takes a loan, the reason why he takes a loan very often is because he needs the money. And when it comes to maturity date, he doesn't have the money. So therefore he tries to delay you. Let me look up my documents. You sure I didn't pay you? Come on, I thought I paid you. Let me look up my checking account and see exactly how many checks I wrote out. I think you're wrong. So he's going for it, he just tries to delay him. Call me back tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow his phone is broken. Oh, I'm so sorry, I left my cell phone at home, it wasn't working, da da da. And he delays and delays. Finally, a year later, he pays him. So it's not that he didn't want to pay him, he just didn't have the money, he kept on delaying him. So therefore, going in the middle of his kashal, Eidus. Because that's what the Gemara said before, ishtemitnalei adazil namaisinle. Eventually he's going to pay, but in the meantime, he just tries to go and be doche as long as possible. But if he has to be cut in tachas yodoy, why aren't you giving that Bikodin back? Say it was Be'agam, like the Gemara says, then it's also Ishtemitnalei. But Rashi says, here it's talking about the Ishat, the Kofalei, knock it Be'yodei. He had it in his hand, no, give it back already. So we see that he's a real, real Koifer. Zokt of Daim, Rav Sheish, in such a case, Nasal Olav Kigasli. Freit the Gemara, Chanocha Kasha, on Rav Sheish. For Am Ilfa, Shavua Koine, Shavua causes a Kinyan. Now, what type of kinyan do we mean, says Rashi, Kosol Kedaitach, talking about Lizchai Bi Onsin. That once he makes a Shvua, then he gets like a kinyonic Zela, and now he's Chai Bi Onsin like a Gazan. Is the Chmash Zotim or Shvua, he the Kanya. A Kvira loy Kanya. According to Rav Sheshes, what's the Shvua? Forget about the Shvua. The Kvira makes him already into a Gazlon. The case of Bill was talking about, that was talking about Agam, where the kfir alone is garnished, it's only after the Shavua, or, like Rav Sheshi said, if it's Be'yodai, but here it wasn't Be'yodai, it was Be'agam, and therefore it's not Koine mit kfira, it's only Koine mit a Shavua. V'ibo yisei menoch apshat, my Shavua Koine ki Ravuna, a gans andra locha, yom Ravuna merat, monali Be'yodcha, v'aloi oime ein lecha Be'yodi, v'nishba, ויאקח בו אינם הוטור שני מלאכה ביעולה ולא ישלם כי שקיבלה בעל משבוע שאין משלם ממן רפונה אומר רב says a gewaldig gewaldig chidush, and the Gemara is going to challenge this chidush here in the whole Amud Aleph, and we're going to eventually limit it very considerably. But in the meantime, what Rafuna Amud Rav says, that if someone challenges another and says, you owe me a mana, yeah, and the other person denies it, he said, well, how can you deny it? It's true. You owe it to me. We'll see in a moment whether we're talking about a pikodin or halva. We'll see in a moment. But in the meantime, if the Bezin says, okay, you fellow, seems to me that Reuven is right. You owe him the money. Halva, the pikodin, you owe it to him. You don't want to go and pay. Macha shvua. He makes a shvua. I solemnly swear that I don't owe him the money. What's the halacha, even if Edim come subsequently and say that he has the money and he didn't give it back and it's there and he has it? He is already potter. Why is he potter? Because he already made a shvur. Shenemer says, from payment. Why? I told you it's a chiddush, right? I didn't mince any words. It's a chiddush, yes, 100%. Oh, Shenemar, after a full laugh of me, it's going to penetrate. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "V'loka ba'olav v'lo yishalim." What means "V'loka ba'olav v'lo yishalim"? So, how does the pasuk begin? Shemuas Hashem tia ben shneim. Where you have a dispute. The dispute the pasuk is talking about is the gabe a shomer sachar, where you have a dispute between the mafkid and the shomer. Oh, shomer, where's the pikadim? It's not here, it got stolen, it got lost, it was an oinus, shvura, mesa, oinus, I wasn't the shvura, whatever the situation is, he was koifer and he made a shvura. Shvura sashem tiyay ben shneim, im loy sholach yodim lechas re'eyu, part of the shvura is that he was not shaleach yad, v'lokach ba'olav, v'lo yishalem. Now what is v'lokach ba'olav, what does he take? He doesn't take anything, he machtach shvura. He takes that shvura, and that will be his tashlumin. he doesn't have to pay subsequently. So if Edom come after that, day later, a week later, and they say, oh, he has it, he has the money, he already paid through his Shvuah. Shvuah is the equivalent of payment according to Rav. I know it's a big Chiddush, and you'll see Mitzvah in the Gemara, we're going to limit it, and limit it, and limit it. But let's wait in Mitzvah until we get all the Kashas and all the Terutzim. But at this point, Nochemu, first talk to Rav. Manali biyadcha, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. Follow Oyma in the Chabiyadi. No. Chonish, I don't owe it to you. Not true. Meg Shvuah. Shvuah, he made a Shvuah. Shov Ein Mishalamaman, after this, even though Edom comes later on, he does not have to pay money. And that's what Ilfa meant when he said Shvuah Koine. By making the Shvuah, he now owns that property. He no longer has to pay, even though Edom come subsequently. With this, we forended what Ilfa meant with Shvuah Koine, either the Kaim of Agam or like Rav Huna Amarav. But since we mentioned this Rav Huna Amarav, now the Gemara is going to go and challenge it several times. Guf Amar Rav Huna Amarav. Manali biyadcha. Vinishman makes a shvuah. Ubo Edom, and Edom come afterwards and say, what do you mean? You owe the money. And once you already paid a shvuah, you don't have to pay mammon. It's somewhat similar in concept to you don't have two different types of tashlumin, you only have one tashlumin. Here the tashlumin is that he paid him a shvuah, he doesn't have to pay him mammon. Good. Omarova, Mistavra Milta Darab and Milva, the Loitonitna. The Svar Jokzach Legabi Amilva. In other words, it's more understandable and reasonable to assume that Rav is only talking Legabi Halva, Al Pikodo in Bishus in the Morikoi. After all, by Milva you can understand. The Torah says, either make a Shvuah or pay. He made a Shvuah, he's off the hook, he doesn't have to pay. Hi, where's the money? He spent the money a year ago in Las Vegas or whatever. He doesn't have the money anymore. So to a certain extent, it's true if he says, I don't have the money. Of course, if he says there was no halva at all, that of course is a big, big lie. However, the fact is, he doesn't have the money. And he made a shvuah, lakach ba'olav lo yishal. However, because if you're talking about a bikodin, b'shut de morikoi, the bikodin belonged all along to the original owner. Even though he may have taken this pikadon, he may have sold it, he may have buried it, he may have given it to matana, somebody may have stolen it, but lemaisa, whoever it happens to be, it belongs, the title to it, belongs to the original owner. So how can you go and tell me he makes a shvuah and he doesn't have to give back the bikadon? Of course he should have to give back the bikadon. After all, the bikadon is still in existence somewhere, perhaps in the basement or the attic of this Shoyman. Why do you accept his Shvuah? Why didn't he have to go and pay? So therefore, logically, says Rava Mistavra, Rav's halacha should be limited to the case of Milva and not to the case of Pikot. However, the emerson is that Rav is even talking about Pikot. Why? The whole Pasik is talking about Pikot. In other words, this Pasik of Voloka, Pala, Vlo Yishan, that starts off Shua Hashem Tia Ben Shneim is talking about in the parish of Shoyim Mesachar. So in the parish of Shoyim Mesachar itself, it says you accept the Shvuah for Lo Yishalim, and then he doesn't have to pay. So you see that this Allah of Rav even applies to a Pikadoi, not only to Halva. Yosef Rav Nachman Bikomalosh Maitzim. Rav Nachman, who we'll see later on in the Gemara, disagrees with Rav. Nevertheless, repeated this Shtikl Teira that we just said in the name of Rav, you pay a Shvuah, you don't have to pay money. Ezer Rav Acham Bar Menuhin Rav Nachman. Freita Azei Fena Breisa. Heichen Pigduni. The Mafkid says to the Shoyma, where's my Pigduni? Amalei Avad. It's lost. It's true. You have your receipt. No question about it. I remember very distinctly you gave me the Pigduni, but unfortunately it got lost. And not through a Pshia, through some other type of loss. Mashbiach and Anviyam Amar Amen. He says, make a Shvuah. And Yen Ezok Tachamah, yeah, I make a Shvuah. And then Edom Eden Oisoi. Then the Edom come and say Sha'acholoi, that he himself ate up the Pikadon. In other words, either that it was a food item or it was something else that he consumed by selling or whatever. So Eden Oisoi Sha'acholoi, he ate it. Mishalim Esakeren, he has to go and pay the Keren. Hoyde me'atzmoy, if there were no Eidim, but he himself was Moide, Mishalem Karen, v'choy mishvi Asham. Like the normal din of Asham Gzelois, Asham Gzelois is not only by a Gezel, it's all different types of financial matters, Apikodoin, Oshak Esamisoy, Matzah Aveda, all cases, the halacha is that if he first is Nishba, and after that he's Moide, Mesvada, then he has to pay Karen, v'choy mishvi Asham. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara's Kasha is from the Reisha of this Brisa. What's the Shreya for the Reisha of the Brisa? Because the Reisha of the Brisa says that he asks him, where's the Bikotoin? He makes a Shavua. Edom come afterwards and say, he's the one that took it. What's Halacha? Mishalom is the Keren. He has to go and pay the Keren. But he has to Mishalom the Keren. Didn't Rav say a moment ago, V'lokach ba'olav lo yishalim, kimin shekiblu ba'alim Shavua, once you get a Shavua, you don't have to pay Mammon anymore. Even the case of Bo'edim, that was Rav's halacha. What did Rav say again? Manali biyadcha, you owe me mana. And remember, according to Rav, well, Kim or Rav, Philip be kodin. So you owe me my mana be kodin. What did Rav say? You're potter. What does it say over here? Heicha b'doini, mashbiach ani v'yomer amen, eidem e'in noisai, mishalem v'skeri yasta b'ker. Is the chabafedish of Reis against Rav. Omer of Nachman, hochma iskin going to nishba chutz lebezdin. Rav's halacha that you patter yourself with a shvua has got to be a shvua sadayon. Shvua sadayon means that the yonim went and imposed upon him a shvua in Bezdin. Mister! Go and make a shvua. Oh, he makes a shvua, then you go and take the shvua and you don't have to go and pay. However, it's talking about over here that he made a shvua on his own outside of Bezdin. The mafkid is screaming at him here in the middle of Bismarish, yo, Ganek, yo, cousin, where's my pikodin? And he goes and says, I solemnly swear that I don't have your pikodin, it was stolen, it was lost, what have you, whatever the situation was, but it was chutz lebezdin. Oh, chutz lebezdin. Even Rav would hold that not a case where you pay a shvua and you don't have to pay mamon. The only time it has that elevated status of the shvua is the equivalent of payment if it's administered under a bezin's aegis, but not outside of bezin. Okay, so now we've already limited Rav chutz lebezin. This halacha doesn't apply. Let's continue on in the same price which we were just learning. Where's my pikot? Amaloi nignav. The difference between the first half of the price and the second half of the price is, in the Rashi said amaloi ovad, and here he says nignav. Chayy doesn't make much of a difference, right? No, it'll make a big difference. Again, make a shvua. He made a shvua. That he himself stole it. Not that he ate it, not that it was lost, but he stole it. In such a case, he becomes a ganav. In other words, what the Gemara is telling us here, and we have this back in Meruba, that the din of ganav is not only a person that physically steals something, but also a toyin tanas ganav. Toyin tanas ganav means that it was originally came to his hands beheter, and then he went and stole it and he didn't give it back. Okay. Like we said before, that shinish ganav kimina between ovad or nignav. If a person makes a shvua, and then after that he's moide misvada, he has to pay keren b'chayim b'shvua. Okay, so what's the kasha now? Freiti, mar avisol kedait, if you're going to go and tell me, chutz lebezdin, since we're talking about a single brisa, a reisha mitasefer, and you told me the reisha is talking about nishba chutz lebezdin, l'choy the sefer is also talking about nishba chutz lebezdin. Freiti, mar, but nishba chutz lebezdin, miyika keifel. In the sefer it says, eich mcdoini, ma'omar omeini, he said, ma'ad a shvua, v'edim idno yisoy. The only one that can go and assess kefil is a bezdin. If Reuven and Shimon are screaming here in Bismedesh, are screaming at one another, and he makes a full shvua, he can't go and be mechayev kefil until you get to bezdin. Come to chois, this case is talking about bezdin. So the teretz of Nachman gave in the reisha lechoyda falls away. Amalei of Nachman answered, in theory, yachil l'shliach, I could answer you and tell you that reisha is chutz lebezdin. The sefer is bezdin. Even though it doesn't mention a word about that in the Brisa, but I could give you a doichik teretz that the Reish is talking about that it was chutz lebezdin, and the Sefer is talking about bebezdin. Miu shenuya dechika loy mishamnin alach. I don't want to give you a doichik pshat. Just doesn't sound like that. And therefore, idiv idiv bebezdin. Both of them are talking about bebezdin. If both are talking about bebezdin, let's go back to the Reish. We said in the case of Eidem Eidin Oysoy Shacholim Mishalim Esakeren. Freit Yimara, if it's talking about Bebezdin, why is it Mishalim Sekeren according to Rav? Rav said, once you pay by giving a shvur, you don't have to pay. It depends whether or not he is, what kofatz means to jump. Did he jump at making a shvur even before Bezin was machayibin to make a shvur? Or not? In other words, the Reish is talking about, where is my pikadoin? In Bezdin, Amalei told him, Avad, it's lost. Mashbiach Hanibi Omar Amein. This Mashbiach Hanibi Omar is talking about before Bezdin required him to make a Shvuah. On his own, he said, I'm making a Shvuah! Before Bezdin said a word. And he made a Shvuah that it was stolen. And then he has to go and pay Karen. However, if the Bezdin administered the oath and said, Mr., don't jump! Don't, 1 second. We want you to make a shvuah, and you should know how chomer the shvuah is, etc., etc. And he made the shvuah after the Bezin administered the oath to him. Then the Torah says, "V'loka ba'olav v'lo yishal." Come to Chayis. Now I have another limitation on Rav. Even though Rav says anytime you go and pay mitash shvuah, you don't have to pay mamayin. Says Yomar, two exceptions so far. Number one, if the shvuah was chutz the Bezin. And number two, even if it was Bibezin, but he was confident that he made a shvuah on his own, that's not called a shvuah sadayonim. Therefore, that is not a payment that would replace payment of money. Now, Rashi points out that this l'choyde is also a shtikel doichik pshat, because the ratio we have to say is talking about kofat, and the sefer is talking about shaloi kofat. Says Rashi, nevertheless, what Rav Nachman was saying is, to go and say that the ratio is talking about chutz lebezin, and the Sefer is talking about the Bezdin, that's a big doichik pshat. I don't want to give such a doichik terence. But to say that both of them happen to be Bezdin, the Reish is talking about kofetz, and the Shloim kofetz, nishkev ferlich. That is not the same gravity of doichik terence, the same quality of doichik terence, as saying chutz lebezdin and betoichabet. Gesundheit. So that's the terence that Rav Nachman gave to Fe'emferin Raf. Obviously, Rav Nachman had to go and do a bit of a stretch, a doichik pshat, so that Rav would not have a problem. Great Dimar, Omele Rambi Bar Chomel Rav Nachman. Rambi Bar Chomel now is talking now to Rav Nachman, and he's saying to Rav Nachman, Mechti, the Rav Li Svir Alach. I know you, Rav Nachman, you disagree with Rav's Alach. You don't agree with him. And you hold, even after you make a Shavua Sayyid Diyonim, nevertheless, you still have to go and pay. So Mashkuri Nafshecha, the Rav Lam Alach. Why do you have to go and stick out your neck to go and try to go and find terutzim, medoichik terutzim? Come on! Just go and say, I have a knockout kasha and rav and a leidikt. Why do you have to go and stretch? Bibezim, shloim bibezim, kofet, shloim bikofet. Forget about it! Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, leferusha d'rav. D'rav hochi metaris lo lamasnisim. What Rav Nachman is saying is, it's not that I learned that that's a real pshat in the braisa. As far as I'm concerned, there's no difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. Both of them are talking about Bebezin. Both of them are talking about that it was administered Bebezin. However, don't say that you have a Nakal Kasha and Rav, because this is the way Rav could end for the Breisa. You don't have to go and say he's totally knocked out. We can still learn Pshat according to Rav. Pshat. I kept saying Breisa, maybe it's a Mishnah. We have to look later on. Daf Kuf Ches, it's a Mishnah. Frank Timur, okay. Fine. Let me ask you a question now. Rav Nachman obviously disagrees with Rav. For Rav Krokomar, Rav Lechoy is a very good pasuk. Say Shvuah Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneiem. Go and make a Shvuah. V'lokach Ba'olav. The Baalim take. What do they take? They take that Shvuah V'lo Yishalim. He doesn't have to pay. Lechoy, Rav, what he's saying is, has very strong scriptural basis. Hatach pasuk. What do you do with this pasuk, Rav Nachman? Amri, nein, the pasuk is telling us totally different halacha. Kroluchal anishbon shibatayin anishbon v'le mishalman udiyasa. Lakabalav lo yishalim, mishalav yishalim unishba. This is what we spoke about at the outset of the shir, that any shvuah that the Torah is machayiv is a shvuah of nishba v'lo yishalim, as opposed to nishba v'noitu. Meaning, anytime you have a dispute and you don't have a clear cut, right? Let's take a case of Reuven gives a pikadon to Shimon. Reuven unfortunately only has 1/8, and that 1/8 says that's true. Reuven gave the pikadon to Shimon. However, you don't have 2/8. So what do you do? Since you only have 1/8, you mechayev b'shvuah. Who you mechayev a shvuah to? To the shomer. And the shomer makes a shvuah. It's not true. I disagree. This aid is a false aid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't see it correctly. There was a misunderstanding. Hey, oh, whatever it is, and he makes a shvuah. Then gives a shvuah v'lo yishal. Maybe it should be the other way around. Since you have one aid, let the one aid be mechayev the mafkid to make a shvuah. Let the mafkid make a shvuah. I solemnly swear that I gave him the pikadon. He has to pay me back. So why don't we say that? That's what the Torah tells us. When you make a shvuah, that makes a shvuah to be a nishba ve'ena mishalim, as opposed to be a nishba v'noitel. Nishba v'noitel is only the rabbanon in a case of where the person who's supposed to make the shvuah is choshed al shvuah. The gazlan, a ganef, he himself made false shvuahs in the past, etc. So that's what we learned from that. Pasuk Nachamu, Kral lechol anishbon shebetoyin nishbon v'leim mishalmanu v'yasa. You take a shvua, and then he's part of Mishalim, and then he does not have to pay. But nothing to do with Rav's halacha, that if Edom comes subsequently, that he's off the hook. Rav Nachman says, if Edom came subsequently, you gotta pay. Frank Dimor Nachamul on Rav. Masav Rav Amnuna. Hishbiya olav chamisha pa'amim. Bein b'fnei bezin, bein shaloi b'fnei bezin. The kofar olav. This mafkid is very, very upset at the shomer, and he keeps on screaming at him, and he keeps on schlepping him from one bezin to another, and he schleps him in the street and in besmedish, and he can't
do it more than once.
Yeah.
So the answer is one bezin should not take jurisdiction over the same case more than once. Once Reuven versus Shimon, they hear the story, they make a psak din, then the case is closed. However, Reuven schlepped Shimon to another bezin and another bezin multiple times. Each time they went to another bezin. Now, if Shimon would already have a piece of paper saying, I got a psak for the first bezin, then the other bezin shouldn't have jurisdiction because it was already nifsak. However, Shimon has no proof that this was already decided in one bezin, so Reuven takes him to another bezin and to another bezin. Each time he takes him to another bezin, he starts all over again from the beginning. And each time the bezin is mechayiv him to go and make a shvuah. And he's made already five separate shvuas. That what? That he didn't steal it, and that he never got it. Whatever the situation was, it's avad nignap. He made shvuas five separate times. Hishmi alav chamisha pa'am. Bei b'fnei bezin, bei shloim b'fnei bezin. Or shloim b'fnei bezin. In other words, Reuven keeps on screaming at him in shul. Yo, gotta, yo, bap, bap, bap. And each time in bezin, Rabbi Sai, you hear Reuven screaming at me, I solemnly swear it's not true. So it happened already five times. The kofa olav, and each time he's koifa the sedish damas. And then afterwards it turns out that it was true, that, in other words, that he was taka ganav, tiagazan, whatever. Chayiv al kolach leviachas, on every one of these shvuas that he made, he's going to have to bring a separate asham gzeilois, if afterwards he's moide umesvata, holding of asham gzeilois is only if he's moide, not if Edom come. So if he was mashbia five times, the kofa olav, and afterwards he made a shvua and he was moide, chayv kolach viachas, he's going to have to go and bring, he's going to have to give not only the keren only has to give once, but he's going to have to pay five chumshin, he's going to have to bring five separate karbonos asher.
Would it be off topic to say why he's nushim, why not? It's far over, it's not like off topic too much.
I'm sorry, once again?
He's moide, seems like he has an opportunity to give usher.
Right. Now he has an opportunity, he has a chiyuv, he has an obligation.
The way you look at it, either it's almost worse on a superficial level than before him to be in the short term. It's also, you know, it's like they're giving an opportunity to have kapara in Russia, maybe because now he's being molded versus somebody coming and forcing it out. So the question is that what's going on here? Maybe it's just too off topic to discuss all that. But right. It almost seems like, you know, he's better off just letting, you know, people come and testify against him rather than just admit out outright. You know, he's worried just about his pocket, right? Because
he still has to pay. Not that he's off the hook. In addition to paying the Karen, he also has to add a Choymish, and he has to bring a Karbon Asher. And since he swore five times falsely, he's going to have to add five times a Choymish, and he's going to have to bring five separate Asham Gzeilus.
But if he admits it out of his own Farata, then he has to bring the Asham. But if only witnesses come and get it out of him.
If witnesses come in, he does not have to bring a Karbon Asher, correct.
It's almost like he's better off, and he's saying on superficial level.
It depends. What did the Edom say? As we'll see in the Gemara, if the Edom say that he was a shomer, but it was ovad, it was lost, then you're right, he only has to pay Karen, and he does not have to bring the carbon, and he does not have to give the chaymish. However, if the Edom say that he stole it, he was a ganef, then he has to pay kefil. Kefil means he has to be pay double. Double obviously is much more than a chaymish. As whether an oshim costs more than the kefil or not, that really depends on how much the geneva was. The geneva was $1 million, and now he has to pay kefil, he has to pay $2 million. Very few karbonis oshim would cost $1 million. Therefore, it's much, much worse in such a case if Edom come than instead if he's being moida on his own. Good, so it depends on the circumstances. Anyway, but the point of Rav Amnuna is that it says in this mission, this Braisa, that if he was Mashbia 5 times, he has to go and bring 5 separate kabbanis. And we're talking about both Bifnei Bezdin and Shloi Bifnei Bezdin. The Omer Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon said, Matam, what's the reason you have to go and do it 5 times? Hoyil v'yoch lachzer ula hoydais. Because he could, if he wanted to, after every one of these full shvuas, he could immediately been moida misvada at this time, and that would have been mechayev him in the Karen, Choymish, and Asham, even though he didn't, he was not moida misvada, but he could have been moida misvada, and therefore that's already enough to be considered for our purposes that he made a shvua. And we could start off brand new slate, so to speak. He could be Moedim Esvada, and therefore he'd be Mechayiv, this Mominis, this Keren, and the Choymish and the Asham. And now that he makes another Shvua, it's now as if he's making a Shvua, not on thin air, but on that Keren that he could have been Chayiv had he been Moedim. Okay, so now that's the end of this Mishnah, the Braisa that the Gemara is quoting. Now the Gemara is Medayik. V'hocha kofatz le'mosetz amris. Here you cannot say that there was some sort of kvitza that he jumped up. Why? Because it says in this price, Hishbiya Olav. Hishbiya Olav, says Rashi, means that a bezin went and imposed a shvua on him. And that's Ketani. Besides that, you cannot say the tells before Chutzal Bezin, also in Matas Amris. Why? Because it says in this price, Bein Bifnei Bezin, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. And therefore, what does it say? That he's Chayiv al Kol Achas V'Yachas, he has to go and pay Karen, Choymish, and Asham. Of course, he doesn't have to pay Karen 5 times. He has to pay Karen 1 time. 5 Chumshin and 5 Ashams. Great, I don't understand what's going on over here. Didn't you say, according to Rav, once you make 1 Shvua, you never have to pay Karen again, because it's Shvua or money, but not both. V'loka ba'olav, v'lo yishalim. So he was like a loka ba'olav, fine. What was the loka ba'olav? He went and he made a Shvua, so he shouldn't have to go and pay after that the Karen. And it says that we have to even pay 5 times the Choymish and 5 times the Shomis. He's not being koifer anymore in Mominis, because he doesn't own Momin at all. So it's a Choymish of nothing. A fifth of zero is zero. He shouldn't have to bring in carbon Asham, because there's no new Gzeila that took place. It's only because the state da that he's chayiv, because each time Zok Reb Shimon Yochel Lachzul Hoydais. So therefore there is Mominis at play over here. What's the Mominis? Didn't you tell me, according to Rav, that once he makes the first Shvua, Mominis is off the table because he already made his Shvua? Evidi Gemara, who Moiselavu Mafarikla, the same Rav Amnuna that asked that Kasha, he answered the Kasha, it's Dodin Ketani, that you have to go and add a couple of words and explain the Brice in the following way. We start again. Hishbi Allah Chutz Lebez. Obebezin Kofat. What means Hishbi Allah Chutz Lebez? That sounds like an oxymoron. Hishbi Allah means that the Bezin was Mechayiv and administered an oath, and he did a Chutz Lebez. So Rashi says that the Bezin Taka went and said, Yankel, make a Shvua. And what did Yankel do? He walked out of the Bezin Shtibel, and in the street he made the Shvua. That's considered to be Chutz Lebezin, even though Hishbi Allah, they were Mechayiv him the Shvua. What's the case of the Bezin? The Bezin was Kofat. He jumped up. So the Hishbi Olav doesn't go on the Bezin. The Hishbi Olav is only talking about the Chutz Lebezin. And the Bezin it was Mita Kvitzer. It's not so, the Lashon of Brayta is not so easy.
The Bezin is Mashbia him. Even if he goes outside, their jurisdiction is still over him. Even if he walks outside, just because he's not physically in the
Okay, court. So good, Frank, good. So let's look at Rashi. 6 lines before the wide line. See, wide line, 6 lines. It's done in Ketani. Hishbi Olav Chutz Lebezin. The Afel Gav the Chayvu Bezin Shvur, your Kasha, even though Bezin was Machayv. Kinnim Chutz Lebezin Hishbi Oy, Loi Kanya. When it says Vaita in the Braisa, that's not talking about the Hishbi Olav. The Hishbi Olav is Davka, Bezin, not Chutz Lebezin. So again, I know you're saying to yourself, what difference does it make? B'nei Bezdin, Shlomo B'nei Bezdin. We're continuing to limit the scope of what Rav said. Rav only said his case, that if you hand over a shvua, you don't have to hand over the mominis, even though subsequently Edom came. That's only if it was a shvur administered by Bezin in front of Bezin. Not that he was a kofatz, not that he was a chutzla Bezin. It had to be. Bezin said, okay, Yankel make a shvur, and in Bezin he made that shvur. That's what the Torah says. Shvur Hashem Tiyad Ben Shneim, Lakabola V'lo Yishal. So again, we're narrowing the scope of Rav. And now we're going to narrow it even further. Masiv Rava. Balabai Shiton Tainas Ganovipikodoin. What happens? The Balabai says, you stole it. It didn't get lost. You stole it. Venish, when he makes a shvur. Vahoydin, after that, he was Moida. Ubo Edim, and after that, Edim come. Im actually, Bo Edim Hoida. If he was Moida first, Mishalim Kerem, Vahoymish Vahashim. That's what the Torah says, that legabe asham gzelois, that if a person first was a koifer, meta nishba, and then he was moida misvada, then he has to go and pay karen, choymish and asham. However, if the edim came first, and then he was moida, mister, I don't need your confessions anymore, I really have to weigh them. Shalom tishlumi kefil, since it was a Torah in Tanah's ganav, he has to go and pay kefil, and he also has to pay asham on the fact that he went and made this false shvur. And Rashi says it goes according to Man Yama that we said before, that the choymish is oyuloy bekfeiloy. Ayin Barashi, ayin the earlier Gemara. Anyways, the Gemara v'hacha, chutz lebez v'kop,
v'zokte. What's about the concept that this moide b'knas is potter here, but his moide has to pay the choymish.
Mm-hmm.
Choymish is a knas.
Yeah. Thank you. The Gemara said yesterday that choymish has the status of mominis, not the status of knas. How do we know? By the fact that the person has to go and each time, if he is koifer on the knas, he has to go and make another shvur and another shvur and another shvur. I'm sorry. Each time that he's koifer, he makes a full shvur on the choymish, he has to pay another choymish and another choymish and another choymish. That's not mistaver if that was a knas. It's more mistaver because that choymish gets a status of a din of mominis. Therefore, that's why you have to make sure. Sorry? It's not still. That's the only case he pays a chaymish. You only pay a chaymish if first he was a shomer, or a person that was a loive, he was a borrower, he found an aveda, he was an employer. In each case he's denying that he owes money to somebody else.
He was moide.
And he makes a full shvua, and after the full shvua he was moide on his own. No Edom came. He was moide on his own. Then the Torah said in such a case, Karen, Choymish, and Karmash.
If Edim come, he doesn't have to pay the Choymish.
If Edim come, he does not have to pay the Choymish. That is correct.
It's not counter logic, because he wanted to deny the actually, we are benefiting the Dazma.
So that was that young man asked about that before. If the Edim are saying that he is a Ganov, guess what happens? He is elevated from a Choymish person to a Kefil person. Then have to just pay a choymish. Choymish is a fifth or a quarter, a barim of the gav. He has to go and pay double if they're eidim. That's much, much more. So by going and being moide misvada, he's gotten a break. He doesn't have to go and pay the choymish. He doesn't have to pay kefil. He wants to pay a choymish. Good. So we are incentivizing people to go and be moide to do vidui.
Parted
from the kefil, he pays choymish. Getting back to the price again, is nochmo. So balabai shetan tan is got it. Ebenishba, Bohoide, Ubo Edim. Imagine Bo Edim Hoide if he was Moide first. Misham came Choymish Ba'asha. If the Edim came first, Misham Tushlumi Kefil Ba'asha. Break the Mavahacha Chutz the Bezim with Kofas Lemotas Amris. You cannot say we're talking about that he was outside Bezim with Kvitzis. Kefil Tani Shetach Kefil. Kefil means that it was under the aegis of Bezim. Bezim now Paskin. You gotta go and pay double. It means the Bezim are administering in the Bezim, they're saying Kefil. Aha. And what does it say? That nevertheless, this person is going to go and have to pay, even though he made a shvur bevezdin. That he made a shvur, right? Balabai shetan tanis ganav, ven nishba, v'hoide. Shteitach haloshin of shvur, and nevertheless he has to go and pay. Elam Rava, kol hoide loishna toyin tanis ovad, v'loishna toyin tanis ganav, loyam arav. What Rav is telling us is, Rabbi said, we haven't really thought this through from the beginning of the sugya until now. Because at the end of Parshas Vayikra, when it has the parsha of Hashem Gzelos, what is Hashem Gzelos? As we said until now, whether it's a pikadon, whether it's halva, asher kesemisa, employees' wages, it's talking about aveda, anything that the person denies, and he made a shvur, and after that, his vada, his moid umisvada, he has to pay keren, choymish, and asher. So we should all jump up. Keren, he has to go pay. According to Rav, v'lokach ba'ala v'lo yishalem. Once you make a shvur, you don't have to pay. Abshtim v'feirish and feirish. Rav had his psukim. He can't go and push the delete button. Chapos. Therefore, says Rav was never ever talking about a case of hoidoa. Rav was only talking about a case of edim, which, by the way, is not such a big chiddush. Because if you look at the top of the Amud, where we started off, Rafuna Barav on the fifth line, Yom Rafuna Barav, Madal Biyad Chavali Oyma In Lecha Biyad Ivin Nishba, Biyachach Bo Eidim, not Hoida, Bo Eidim, and Potish Nema, Os, In Lechanami Hoida Vadi Yechai, Shaitan the Torah, Karen, Choy Mishan Oshim, Vadi Yechai. The whole thing that we're talking about, according to Rav, you pay Shmuel, you don't pay money, is Achachach Bo Eidim.
It seems like when the shvuah is taken, it's like Nigmar Adin, that the court case is over. The shvuah settles it. When the Adim come, is the original court, I mean, what's, as I say, the timeline sort of vague for it. If Adim come and court is still in session, the guy can say, you know, you can take the shvuah, very well, your shvuah, but the Adim come and I prove your shvuah was false, you still got to pay.
You're asking really Hilchos jurisprudence. You want to know, when do we still allow Adim to come in? Only on appeal, or do we allow for appeals, or only when the court is still in session, they haven't issued a psak? We'll have to wait from the Sechtes Sanhedrin, Sechtes Shmuas, we get to these types of inyan. But for our purposes, the Edom came after he was made a Shmuah, and it says over here, what's the halacha if he was Moida first, then he has to pay the Karen Chaymish and Asham. So therefore, Zot Nochmul Rav Elamar Rava, Kol Hoide Loishna Toyntanis, Ovad. God, it makes no difference what he is toying, what the mafkid is toying, under all circumstances, if he's moid at the end, lo yamarav. He has to bring, of course, the carbon asham. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but you have to bring the asham as well. Now, what is Rav talking about? If you have a toyin tanis ganav ubo edim, not hoida, but bo edim, okay, so Toyin Tanis Ganav, he made a shvur, Edom came, Zoktach Rav, your potter, no, Nami lo yom Rav, Toksif Tishlume Keifel. He says in the Torah, by a Toyin Tanis Ganav, even though it doesn't say it clearly, but we had back in Perek Meruba, and we're going to talk about it more on the Amud Beis, that Im lo yimotzi a Ganav, yimotzi a Ganav, that the Ganav doesn't mean that we found a third party Ganav, but he was the Ganav after all. What's the halacha? You got to pay Keif. So if you pay kefir, you have to pay keren. You can't go and pay the second payment without paying the first payment. Eski ka'omer Rav, the Bach adds a word. Where was Rav talking about the only case? He's going to toyin tanis avad v'nishba v'lo yehoida ubo edim. Only in this very limited case, toyin tanis avad. The mafkid says, "Where's my pikadon? Sorry, I lost it. Not through pshia. It got lost." Finish by any made a shvur, a false shvur. Zok the Torah shvur is Hashem tiyeh ben shneim. The luck of all of the yishalim, and he was not moida, but Edom came. What's the din? You tell him you got your shvur. You don't get back your money. That's the limited case of Rav. Fine. Now, why did Rava say this? Rava said this based on the same kasha that Rav Amnuna asked. Remember, Rav Amnuna asked before, Ishbir of Chamisha Pa'amim, the Kofel of Chayva, Kolchachas V'yachas, V'im Rav Shimon, Hoy V'yoch Lachso V'hoidois, etc. So now the Gemara tells us, also, Rav Gamda V'yomer L'shmaitza Kamda Rav Ashi. Rav Gamda now is talking over this whole sugya. He said it before Rav Ashi. Amalei, so Rav Ashi got a little bit upset. And he said to him, Hashta, Umar Rav Hamnuna Talmidei de Rav, V'yoda de Omer Rav Hoide. V'kamoizev hoide, v'at amris hoide, loy, hoide loy omer Rav. Meaning, Rav is a later generation. Rav was not a Talmud of Rav. Rav Amnuna was a Talmud of Rav. And Rav Amnuna asked before from that Mishnah, that price, Yishbi olav chomish v'amim, v'kofa olav chayv al kalachas v'yachas. What was the chayv al kalachas v'yachas? the Choymish and the Asham. And he asked the Kasher Rav, how could this be? It was Ben Bifnei Ben, Shloim Bifnei Bezin. And the Gemara had to give a Doichik Terutzim that is talking about the Ishbiu Allah of Bezin, but outside of Bezin, or he was Kofet Betoich Bezin. So obviously he held that this was a Shtarka Kasher on Rav, and even though we're talking about a case of Hoyden, because the Chayv Kolachas V'Yachas means Chayv Choymish and Asham for each one of these four Shavuos. So why is he even asking on Rav from Hoyda? Since Rav said that Rav himself is Hoyda, he's more than a case of Hoyda. That what? That you do have to go and pay the keren. Choymish and the Asham. So when was Rav talking about? Kishabo Eidim. So what's Rav Amnun's kasha? Rav Amnun is talking about a case with Lloyd Boeidim, but that he was Shiyochal Lachser Olahoides. He could have been Moidim Misvada. So therefore, that's why he's Chayv on each one of the Shavuos, another Choymish and Asha. But Rav said that Rav is Maskim in that case. Rav Amnun is, what's your kasha? So now what's bothering the Gemara is Rav able to go and tell us the authentic halacha of Rav and Rav Amnun didn't know about it? After Rav Amnuna was his Talmud. If Rav Amnuna asked Akashav Mhoida, apparently Rav Amnuna felt or heard or understood Rav as saying his halacha, not only in a case of Bo Eidim, but even a case of Hoida. Yeah, but Rav said, nah, it can't be Talmud. It can't be. So that's what's bothering Ravashi. Apparently he must have heard that Rav holds not in the case of, not only in the case of Bo Eidim, but even in the case of Hoide, that after you make your Shvuah, you don't have to go and pay the Keren. And he asks from this Braisa of Ishbiya Olav, Chayva Kalachas V'yachas, V'yom Reb Shimon Ma'atam Holu V'yochel Lachzer Ulo Hoidois. So we see that even by Hoida, Rav Hamnuna holds that Rav holds that you still have to go and pay Keren the At Amris Hoydaloi, and you're saying Rava, nah, he didn't talk about Hoyda. Rav Hamnuna is more authoritative as to what Rav really held than Rava. Wait, Hoyda only led by Rav. Omle Ravachas Avle Ravashi. Night, Rav Hamnuna Ochi Kakashale. Rav Hamnuna didn't ask the way we understood it, but rather the way the Gemara is going to reinterpret what Rav Amnuna's kasha was on Rav. And he's asking the following. When it says in that price that he has to pay five times, Karen v'chaymish v'asham, I agree, says Rav Amnuna, because I agree with what Rav has said, that Rav is only talking about a case of Bo Eidim and not a case of Hoide. I said, Rav Shimon says, Oy, shiyochel, lachzor, lehoidois, tomeroidor, chay v'kolachas v'yachas. So, Yochel, he could go lachzor lehoidois. So, do I am the Rishloim and Nishba, ki osu Eidim mechayiv. If you're going to go and tell me, not like Rav, that when a person makes a Shavuot, and Eidim comes, he is still mechayiv to go and pay Mamoin, he's still mechayiv to pay the Keren, not like Rav. Amtulahochi, that's why I can understand that in the parallel case, where no Eidim came, and it was Moide Umesvad, the Lahochi Mechayivin and Le Karben Ashvuot Bas Raisa. Not only Karben, but also the Choymish, that I'm Mechayiv on every one of the later Shavuot, not only on Shavuot number 1, but also 2, 3, 4, and 5. I understand that. Why? Hoyl V'yoch V'lach Zol Lahoydeis. Because in that case, of the Moide Umesvad, he would have to go and pay Choymish V'Ashem. And therefore, I understand why Kios Eidim Mechayiv. The Mor is telling us is, these are parallel tracks. You have the case of the Eidim, and you have the case of the Hoide. So now, says Rav Amnuna, it's logical to go and say, if you do not hold like Rav, and you would hold that Nishba, and also Eidim, he would be mechuyif to go and pay Karen, then I can understand why in the parallel case, where Eidim didn't come, but he was Moide, and he was Moide in fact, who he made a shvua five times, and he could have been Moide in between five times, then I can understand why he is mechuyif to go and pay five chumshin and bring five ashamas. But Eli Amos, if you're going to tell me also Eidim is partur, that were Eidim to come now and say, Yankel, you have the bikkurim, we saw it in your vitrine, it's yours, it's stolen goods, says Rav, no, you're partur. As long as he made a shvua, you're partur. Mi'ikin lidi, the ilu as yisahadi mis'adi bay is partur, and therefore we see that there's no mominus left even to talk about. He's totally free of having to pay any mamlis. Va'ananekun nechayve korban ashvua hoyil v'yochel lachzor lehoidois. Are we going to say in the parallel case where Edom did not come, but he was Moida? He wasn't Moida. He could have been Moida. Rather, he made five full shvuas, and he could have been Moida in between each one. He's Mechuyev to go and pay five chumshin and five ashamis. Why? After Hashem is Loyoidi, he wasn't Moida at all. It's only because he could have. He, what do you mean he could have? There is no mumminess here to speak of. Because had Edom come, he would be totally potter. So to go and say that he should be Mechuyev five chumshin and five ashamis, because he could have been Moida, the Gemara considers that to be a stretch. Because there's no mumminess here on the table. If he's Moida, the Torah is Oktach. Every time that you're Moida, then you have to go and pay Keren Chayim Mishvash. But he wasn't Moida. And there's no mumminess over here, because according to Rav, if Edom would come, he'd be totally potter. So in Bazoit, Mechayiv, five Chumshin, five Ashamois is very not mistaken. What is the Gemara answer? What the Gemara is telling us is, Rav Amnuna knew what Rava is saying, and he agrees with Rava, that when Rav said his halacha, that a person who makes a shvua, he's parted from paying, that is solely in the case of Ach Kach Bo Edom, and not the case of Hoidah. Really, it's hard to imagine otherwise. Vashtei Befeish in the Torah. Person made a shvua, there's Vada, he has to pay Karen V'chayim Mishva'ashim, he has to go and pay his Hashamai Baroishai. So therefore, the only time Rav is talking about is only a case of Bo Edom. I, Rav Amnuna, asked, because Yoch Lachsel Hoidos, he doesn't mean in the case of Hoidah. In the case of Hoidah, the Rav is Machai. He's just saying, let me bring a Rai against Rav from the fact that if Rav were to hold it in Bo Edom, he's potter from paying. So then there's no mumminess on the table with respect to which the shvua should be mechayev. Ah, you're going to tell me yochel lachsel hoidais? But he wasn't moida. He could have been moida. But has to be loyoidi. And since he wasn't moida, the Torah is not mechayev him, keren. And therefore, to say because he could have been moida, but there's no mumminess here that he could have been moida to, because Rav holds bo edim is potter. So that was his kasha. And so nishver, what Ravashi asked, that Rav, how did he understand Rav? And Rav Amnuna didn't understand Rav. Rav Amnuna stood Rav just like Rav understood him, that he's only talking about a case of Bo Edim and not a case of Hoidim. So come to Chois, with this we've ended this sugi of Rav. Come to Chois, we've taken now Rav and we've really narrowed it considerably. We started off, the Rav says, anytime a person makes a shvua, he's potter from pay. So initially the Gemara said, yeah, but that's only if it's administered in court. And it has to be loikofatz, it's that the dayanim were the one that administered it.
And he didn't leave the room.
And he didn't leave the room, he didn't go outside of it. But now we're adding, besides that, that's all talking about a case of Edom. In a case of Hoida on his own, Avada Rav never said this halach at all. Avada, if a person is koifer, machta shvua, then he's moida mesvad, Avada he has to go and pay the karen, shade for fashion the posse. So therefore Rav is only talking about a case of Bo Edom, and again, that he did not make the shvua outside Bezin, and he didn't make a bekvitza, but rather was administered through Bezin, so that shvua sadiyon and patas him from having to pay. But as we saw from the Gemara, Rav Nachman disagrees, because Rav Nachman was chomping, trying to find doichik terutzim to fe'emfer the brayso and the Mishnah according to Rav. And now we're going to start off with a new shtickle, and we're going to have three times Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan on today's Omer, and perhaps we'll even have him more tomorrow. But first we'll start off with the first Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan. Hatoyin tanas gana b'pikodoin mishalim teshlumi kefal, tovachomochar mishalim teshlumi abo v'chamisha. Hoyl. Same thing as Toyin Tanas Ganav, the same thing. What is Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan telling us? Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan is telling us the following. What happens if you have a regular Ganav who steals a shor or a set? And that's what he just stole it. Edom come, stole it, he has to go and pay kefal. What happens if, in addition to stealing, he went to his tovach u'mochar, that he went and shechted it, or he sold it to somebody else, and he has to go and pay dalad v'hev? That's the Feirush in the Torah. That's easy. Chiya bar Abba says that the same thing applies parallel in a case of a pikodin. What's the case of pikodin? I'm going away on a trip, and I leave my shor v'seh by a shoimer, and then when I come back, I say, hey shoimer, what happened to my shepsel? What happened to my axe? Oh, it got lost, it got stolen, whatever. He makes a false shvur. What happens now? See, was Toyin Tan is gonna be pikodin? I mean, he said that it was stolen, it turned out that he was the ganef. He's the thief himself. what happens? He has to not only pay back the Karen al Tashoimer that he didn't do a good shmira, but he has to go and pay Kevil. That's number one. Number two, what happens if this former Shoimer, not only did he steal the Shoreseh, he went and shechted it or sold it to somebody else. He has to pay Dalar Vay. It doesn't say this for Fetish in the Torah. It only talks about a regular Ganif, not a Toyantanis Ganif. Number one, if afterwards we find that he was the God of Mishal Deshlumi Kefil. And number two, if he was the Toyvei, what's the reason why? By a regular God of Mishal Deshlumi Kefil, Toyantanis Ganif is all Mishal Deshlumi Kefil. Ma ganef shu mishalem keifel tov v'chumocha mishalem tishlumi arba v'chamisha af toin tanez ganef b'ikon kishu mishalem tishlumi keifel tov v'chumocha mishalem tishlumi arba v'chamisha.
I understand the finish. It feels like the person was wearing the hat of a shomer and he took it off and became a ganef, and now he's wearing the hat of a ganef. Why are we even considering that it would not apply? I don't understand.
Yeah. Your faith is very good. So the Gemara is saying this based on a mamatzino, even though I don't have a fairish apostic that there would be a dollar of hay by toin tanez ganef tov v'chumocha. What's Mistaver? And then Barry says, so I don't
only,
see what.
It's only if you pay Kefil, you pay
Dalar Vehei. So, Gemara yet, on every Mamatzin, every Binyan Av, you can even ask a Percha Koldu, and here I even have a strong Percha. Mal the Ganav, she can misham to Shlomi Kefil. Shaloi Bishvua. Turn between Tanis Ganav, she misham to Shlomi Kefil, Ella Bishvua. By a Ganav, all you have to have is two Adam say that he stole. He becomes a Ganav, and he has to go and pay Kefil. Mashenkin the Gabi Twin Tana's Ganav, it's only if he made a false shvua. Then he's gotta go and pay Kefil. Oh. So therefore, since it's only Bishvua, it's not exactly the same any longer. Maybe the trade was only Mechayev Dalar Vehei by a Ganav, and not by a Toyin Tanis Ganav, because Toyin Tanis Ganav is not an automatic Kefil. It's Mitashvua. Oh, the requirements. So maybe I don't have enough requirements in Mechayev Dalar Vehei. Maybe only gave Dalar Vehei, the Gabi regular Ganav, and not Toyin Tanis Ganav. Everything Gemara, Amri Akeshehi. Einacharam, we thought until now was a regular Binyan Av Mitamamatzino, had a good Pircha. Here is mitashvu and onashvu, good gefreit. But I have a hekish, maybe shimol hekesha. It's a hekish. What's the hekish over here? Because the two psukim are close to one another. What's the two psukim close to one another? So Rashi says, because it says in one pasuk, im yimotze haganav, so that's talking about a ganav. And then it's talking about im lo yimotze haganav, but rather, he was a ganav, so that's a toyin tan is ganav and im tishu ganavai, and therefore I'm learning one pasuk from the other. I have two psukim back to back. Again, talking about a shoimer, imotzi aganav, and the other pasuk we're talking about imlo imotzi aganav. So the Gemara is assuming at this time, one of them is talking about a ganav, one's talking about a toyin tanis ganav, and just like by a ganav, if he is a tovach umochar, he has to go and pay dal the hay, toyin tanis ganav also has to be dal the hay, kish two psukim together.
So in the case of a shomer, he says it was stolen,
mm-hmm.
And Adam come. Why are we saying there's a shvua when he pays Dalar Vehei? I thought we do the whole Amud Aleph where you make the shvua and you're putter from paying.
Shvua for kefil purposes, not for purposes of Dalar Vehei, for purposes of kefil. A Toyin Tanis Ganav only has to pay kefil if he made a shvua. If you have a pikodim, person that had a pikodim and he took it away and then Adam came and all the rest, he only has to pay back the pikodim. He doesn't have to go and pay kefil. The only time he has to pay kefil if he makes a shvua. Now the question is, Zokti Gemara, that's all very good and fine if you're going to tell me that one pasuk is talking about Ganav, one Toyin Tanis Ganav, so therefore I have a hekish one to the other. Hani Yechlamani Yamachad B'Ganav B'Chan B'Toyin Tanis Ganav Shapir. Elamandi Yoma, back in Masechet and Perek Meruba, remember you had a whole sugi about that. Lamandi Yoma, Hai Im Yotze Ganav, Vim Lo Im Yotze, Atrevayu B'Toyin Tanis Ganav. Oh, both of them are talking about Toyin Tanis Ganav. And of course, the Gemara asked over there, what do I need two separate psukim to go and tell you Toyin Tanis Ganav? And the Gemara said, one of them comes to be Lafuke Toyin Tanis Ovad instead of Toyin Tanis Ganav. Anyway, I ain't shown back in the Samachs. So, Frank, Gemara, my Ekelamei, my Bazoi, why, how do I don't have a Hekish anymore. Because I have two psukim back to back, but both of them are talking about the same thing. Both of them are talking about Toyin Tanis Ganav. So I can't learn to Hekish from a Ganav. Gemara, you're right. Amri Ganav, Ha Ganav. Says in the pasuk, "Imlo yimotze haganav," with a capital hay. Question is, what do I need the hay for? Imlo yimotze ganav. What's the haganav? The haganav comes to tell you not only a case of a toyin tanis ganav, but also taka regular ganav. The both are the same for our purposes. Oh, they're both the same. So therefore, just like this one pays kefil, and this one pays kefil mitashvua, this one has a din of Dalet Bay, and this one has also din of Dalet Bay.
So they're even though they didn't necessarily do the same act, they have the same
point. Same halach, exactly right. Exactly. Even though you got a badger, you got a bisa, they have the same halach. So this is what Reb Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Reb Yoicher. Now, Reb Chiya Bar Abba himself now said, Eitzer Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Reb Yoicher, and 1 second. Chodach Do Abraisi, Seah Mishnah, Heichen Shori Nignav, Heichen Shori, where's my shor? Nignav, who was stolen? Mashviach Ani, I make you a shor, V'yomer Amen, yeah, I make a shor. V'edim Ui Inoi Soi, and Edim say, She'acholoi, that he ate up the shor. He ate up the evidence, he ate up the shor. Aha. What did the Misham Teshlum gave? Freak the Gemara. V'ahachad e'ef, sh'leksayiz basa b'lo yishchita. If he said that he ate it, it means it was geshachten, right? He's a ganef, but he's an erlich eid, right? So he's not going to do it without shchita. Uktani Misham Teshlum gave. Teshlum gave? In. Teshlum dal v'hei loy? Doesn't have to pay dal v'hei? So you can tell him not really dal v'hei, because we're talking about a shor. What do you mean? Yeah. Every morgen my skin you're going to call in a veiler. And this is an erlich eid. He took a stole it, and he took a baseball bat. Clap it over the head, and he killed it, and he ate it without shechita. And the din of dalavei is only v'tavach u'macha. V'tavach has to be a shechita ruya. It has to be at least a shechita. Shechita ruya, talk about in a moment. There's got to be a shechita. There's no shechita over here. That's why he only pays kefil and not dalavei. Right, more volitionally. Why do you tell him about the nevela? Why do you think you're going to chole treifa that they did shecht it? And what happened afterwards? They found out that it had one of the 18 simone treifas. There was a hole in the lungs. Rabbi Cohen next time will show us a sirch in the lungs. Anyway, the point is, and that's the reason why, since it was not a kosher shechita, it was a shechita she'ena reuya. Why is the shechita she'ena reuya? Because you can't eat from the shechita because it's treif. Is a bizarre. Why do you have to say it's a nevela? He clobbered it. Could be that he shechted it, but they found there was a treifa. This is an old machloek. It's a man, Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon that says shechita she'ena reuya lav shmo shechita. But a man holds shechita she'ena shmo shechita. So I'm going to shechita. I'm sorry.
What does Rabbi
Meir?
The shechita
gabei, we're
not allowed to eat it.
Avadanish. But for our purposes, the gabei betovach umachar. Even though it was a shechita she'ena reuya, and you cannot eat from it. But that's enough to mekayim the din of the Torah.
If there is a custom to count the betovach, it has to be a kosher shechita in order to accept the betovach. In order to be mekayim to a betovach hamishnah.
That's a machloikis now, whether it has to be a kosher shechita or just any shechita. In other words, betovach certainly means shechita. There's no question about that. The question is, does it have to be a kosher shechita? Kosher shechita meaning that the shechita was so good. Or it was a good shechita, but unfortunately you still cannot eat from it because it was a treifa. Good, but this is not the only case. You have similar cases. For instance, it says, you're now allowed to go and shech the mommy cow and the baby calf on the same day. What happens if the shechita turned out that there was a treifa? Gabi, that you have the exact same shayla shechita she'ena ruya was shma shechita or not. You have the same halacha also the gabi other things too. Where else? You have the gabi halacha of the gabi with its metame. If the shechita she'ena ruya, whether or not, why was it shechita she'ena ruya? Because it's treifa. Whether at least that shechita takes away the shem nevela from it, and therefore it's not metame. Or do you say that since it's treifa, it's like nevela and it is metame? So you have this in a number of instances, not only over here.
So this is the case where now the thief has an automatic way of saving himself money.
How does he thief it?
Because if he wants to save himself from paying...
He should go and kill it instead of...
Exactly.
100%. He has even a better way. He doesn't have to go and shecht it or clobber it at all. And therefore he didn't have a... See, simply wants to eat from the flesh. Anyway, this is Xavier's caution.
Or he wants to have hana from the leather.
From the leather, yeah. In a chanami.
It's a meager amount of the value of the animal, though. It's very small.
Okay, it could be one of these... I would say it's a racing horse, but not so much horses. We're talking about a shavaseh. Good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So look, the Gemara, so we could have answered with the treif. We can't answer with the treif. Oh, that's an excellent tarot. That what? That we said in this price or this Mishnah, that he asked him, where is the shor? So he said, muzuch zain, that there was a shechita, why is only paying kefil? He should pay talvei. So there was no shechita. I'm sorry?
It didn't require
shechit. Everyone can make the Yom Ben Bekuaton shechit. Oh, going like Ramei, that hold you do need shechit. So therefore, that teretz wouldn't work. Freedom of Elishma, we have another teretz. Going to Yom Ben Medin. The Omuloi Tzei Tenloi. And only after the Omid Bedim, Tzei Tenloi, they told him, give back that chart. He said, oh, those rabbis, I could kill less. And he goes and takes and he goes and shechs the animal. So what difference does that make? And after that, that he's parted from paying Dalit Behe. Why my time? Kim the Paskin the Milse. Once the Bezin issued its psak, and only subsequently the Tavuch HaMachar, that no longer relates to the original Geneva. This is a brand new Gzela. Tavuch HaMachar. However, if the Bezin didn't go and issue a psak, say tenloi, they just said chayv at litenloi. This is already an interim order, not a final order. My time could come to lipsikalei milza until they issue their final psak, a kadiganavu, and therefore you chayv. Anyway, Sulchaya could have given that teretz too. That's the case of we ate up the evidence, but it's talking about a tvicha mechira post the psak din, and that's why you only have to pay kefil. You don't have to pay dalav vehei. I can give you another case. If there were two people that shechted, two people that stole, and only one of them did the shechita without the permission of the other guy. If it was with the other's authorization, then you'd be chayiv, because even though it was a shliach, because just like the mechira, only day time, it always has to be like day time. Anyway, but here's talking about shaloi das chavei. Didn't ask him, and he went and shechted on his own. And we learned the Gemara before that Dalei Behei Amar Rachmana V'loi Chutzi Chamisha V'loi Chamisha Chatzoi Voker Chamisha or Arba Chatzoi Tzoi. It's got to be full amounts, full Dalei Behei Nishka Chutzi. It's got to be a Gamsish Nishka Chutzi Shir. Anyway, so therefore that would have been another teretz, and that's why he doesn't have to pay Dalei Behei, he only pays Kefil. So the Gemara, you're right, Avad, I could have found a whole bunch of other cases. And the Chodim betrayed it to us, and I only gave one teretz. I could go and pack out
all of it.
Well, Tana V'Shaya is a case where you have a Tana that lists right. 10 things, and he left out one or two. Here he's talking about, you asked the Kasha, how could he have eaten it and not pay Dalei Behei? I can think of many reasons. He ate in the Vela, it was a Trefa, it when it goes according to Shimon or a Meir, it was a Tzvicha Mechir after Psak Bezin, it was a Shutif, etc., etc. So now we finish that first Rabbi Baraba Umrav Yoichan. A new Rabbi Baraba Umrav Yoichan. A Toyin Tan is Ganav Ba'aveda. Mishalom Teshlumei Kefil. If a person Toyin Tan is Ganav Ba'aveda. In other words, we're not talking about a Bikod right now. We're talking about an Aveda. Person went and found an Aveda. And now the loser, the person who lost that object, found out that Yankel was the one that found his Aveda, knocks on the door. He says to him, no, give me back my Aveda. I know you have it. People told me that you found the Aveda. Turns out it's gone. If somebody stole it from me, and then afterwards it turns out that he stole it himself, Shalom Nishul Mekefi, he always has to go and pay Kefil my timer. Since it's basic, Al Kol Avira Shiyomar Kiuzeh Arul Kimi Over Dvar Shneim Ashiyashino Kimi Shalim Shneim L'Reyayu. And therefore, talking about an Aveda, you got to go and pay Kefil. Eisu Baba Mamamol Rebchi Barabo. That parsha begins Kiitin Ish L'Reyayu Kes Mekev Lishmar etc. Kiitin Ish. Why does it Ish? No, of course, who's going to give it? It's an ish, ain't a seen as cotton clump. It's got to be an ish, a godel gave that case of a cave of Mishmar, and not a cotton. Mainly the ocean of son of Kushu cotton, Vitavi Kushu cotton. So now, obviously, the posik is motzi, it's accepting or it's excluding a cotton. So excluding a cotton that both at the time that he handed over the object, and now when he's being treveya, when he filed the class action in Bezdin, class action, but he filed the action in Bezdin, he was still a cotton. Torah says, ish, ain't a seen as cotton clump. But what happened to the son of Kishu cotton? Betorah Kishu God, he gave it to him when he was 12 and a half. But now it's a half a year later, now he's already bar mitzvah. And now he's to there, give me back my pikod. Minayin, how do I know that even there, the person is potur? In other words, this the case of Kitin Ishariah came to Kesel Ishmar to go and pay, to make shvuas and to give, and to go and pay kefil, etc. This only applies by a godl. How do I know, even if he was to there, Kishu godl? Tamaloyim, it says in the Pasik, Adul him, Yovid Varshneh. That we look upon the Nesina and Tviya like one, that both of them, the Dover comes in front of the Bezdin, that he was a Godel at both times. If he was a cotton at one of the two times, meaning the first time, then his Tviya is garnished. Freiti Mara, I don't understand why. Then Isa, if you're going to hold like the Pribar Abba Omer of Yoichanan. The Torah and Tanis gonna be Aveda. Mishan Deshlumi Keifel. The heavy Namika Aveda. It should be no better and no worse than an Aveda. Because when Aveda, there was no Noisein Ho Aveda. By Aveda, by definition, he took it himself from the street. He found it. Aha. So there was no Noisein over there. So I bazoi, Frank Timara, why are you telling me? It's gotta be Nisina Tviya Kishovin Kiachod. It's gotta be Metagodol. It should be like when Aveda. By an Aveda, when it was lost, there was no Nisina's cotton. The person who's Tveya now says, give me back my Aveda, he's a Godel. So that should be enough. So the same thing should apply also to Gabi, even though he was Noisen when he was a cotton. Okay. His Nisina is not nothing, he's a cotton. But the Tzvi was already a Godel. So it should be no worse than an Aveda, where there was no Nesina, and therefore it's like a quasi-Nesina of a cotton. There was no Nesina. And now we have a God who's being Tavea. Why should it be different? It's talking about that it never got to the Godel, the Pekodin, which was a Shor or Seh, was no longer in existence at the time that he became a Godel, because it was eaten up when the no sane was still a kotel. However, what would be the halacha if the no sane was originally a kotel, but now by the time the shoimer ate it, or the by the aveda, well, this that's talking about the shoimer. Our case is talking about the aveda. So he's saying, by the case of the pasuk, you're going to have a kishu gadol. My, what happens if the no sane of the pikodin, the shor or seh, has gotten, he's grown to be a godel in the meantime, he's a bar mitzvah, and subsequent to his becoming bar mitzvah, then the shomer went and ate up the shor or the sev. My, what would be the nachram and the shalom? You tell me then he would attack after pay, because he's no better, no worse than the case of the aveda, when there was no say. Why does it say, Achutei, Nesina, Utvia, Shamiki Echad? Listening, Achutei, Achila, Utvia, Shamiki Echad. Because you said it's talking about that he ate up the Bikon, it's no longer here. Oh, so therefore, the important thing is Achila, Utvia, Shamiki Echad, that by both at the time that he ate and the time that he was Tevea, he was already a god, or the Tevea was already a god. The Nesina makes no difference, because just like the case of Aveda, there was no Noisen. Ikar is at the time of the Achil and at the time of the Tevea. So why are we talking about Nesina? Amulei Tenei, as a result of Takalein. Tenei Achitei, Achilu Tevea Shem Kiechon. Make a small modification, take out the word Nesina, put in the word Achila, Shoy, Achilu Tevea Shem Kiechon. Ravashi Amulei, Loidami Aveda. Why? Loidami. Your parallel that you're trying to learn one case from the other, the case of the Nesina's cotton and the case of the Aveda, they are not really good parallels. Why was your parallel? You're saying, yes, like the Nesina's cotton is gunish. Here there was no Nesina whatsoever because he found an Aveda, so they're the same. No. In the case of the cotton Nesina, nothing happened at zero because it's a cotton. In the case of the Aveda, originally this belonged to a Godel, and that Godel was the one that lost it on the street. Therefore, it's considered to be a quasi-Nesina's Godel, even though it was no Nesina, but it was a story that began with a Bendas. Here's talking about a story that began without any Bendas, and therefore your kasha from Aveda, in the case of Godel.
We said in the case of Aveda, we ignore the cotton's control, mm-hmm. and look back at the previous Godel who owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're saying? We sort of eliminate...
The Gemara asked a parallel, the kasha from a parallel.
Right.
That the case of Aveda, we're saying, according to Rabbi Chiya Barab Omer Rabbi Yochanan, so in time it's kind of Aveda, he has to pay kefil. So Gemara says that the same thing should apply to if you have a cotton that gave a pikodoin to someone else, and then after that he's teveyat, when he's a godoil, he should be able to also get kefil. Yet the Pasuk says, no, kitanish ain't seen his cotton klum. Even in the case of when he became a godel in between. Why? It should be no worse than Aveda. Just like by an Aveda there was no Nesina's godel, nevertheless, because it was lost. So here, even though there was no Nesina's cotton, no Nesina's godel, the same thing should apply. So if you want, no. Even though by Aveda does apply, because although there was no Nesina, but it fell from a Bendas. There was no Nesina, but it fell from Bendas. But Shenken over here, the whole story started that a non-Bendas gave the Pikodin to the Shaymer. Therefore, the two cases are not the same. You can't ask kasha one to the other. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to continue with this third memra. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Have a wonderful day.